What is up, everybody? This is your main man, Tyler, here with the Around the Bases podcast. I am going to... This episode should have been Sunday night after the selection show, but I apologize for that. I was just lazy. But we're going to recap the two games in the Horizon League Tournament Championship and then the Big South Tournament Championship. And then we'll move into the bracket and regional previews. And then I'll give my predictions for how the entire tournament will play out. So let's start in the Horizon League tournament. Trinity Robertson's RBI in the seventh kept Northern Kentucky's season alive in a 5-4 victory over Cleveland State to force the winner-take-all championship game. But Cleveland State scored 5 runs in the fifth to rebound and take the Horizon League title in a 6-1 victory over Northern Kentucky to punch their ticket to the tournament for the first time since 2009 and their third title in program history. Congratulations to the Cleveland State Vikings. And then in the Big South, Alyssa Kelly held the Winthrop offense just one hit as USC Upstate rebounded from Saturday's loss to take the Big South title and punch their ticket to the Big Dance in a 5-1 victory on Winthrop's field. So that concluded championship week. Now let's look ahead to the fun stuff. The mayhem truly gets going now as we have entered the NCAA tournament, starting with the number one overall seed, Texas. The Austin Regional will have 1 seed Texas, 2 seed Northwestern, 3 seed St. Francis, and 4 seed Siena. Siena doesn't pose any problems to the Longhorns here. Northwestern and St. Francis could both push Texas, especially St. Francis behind Grace Vesco in the circle, but ultimately Texas has the firepower to run through this regional with ease, and I expect the Longhorns to get the job done. Norman Regional, the number 2 overall seed, Oklahoma. They will host 2 seed Oregon, 3 seed Boston University, and 4 seed Cleveland State. Boston University has the pieces to contend with Oklahoma with Casey Ricard and Allison Boas in the circle. I don't see Oregon being the biggest threat to the Sooners in this regional. I'd love to see the Terriers win this regional, but I know it won't happen, so I'm going to take the Oklahoma Sooners to advance to Supers. Three overall seed, the Knoxville Regional, Tennessee Volunteers. Their 2 seed in that regional is Virginia, 3 seed Miami of Ohio, and 4 seed Dayton. Seeing Miami of Ohio's offense that can absolutely mash the ball out of the park go against 2 great pitching staffs in Tennessee and Virginia is going to be an absolute treat. Virginia doesn't have Miami of Ohio's offense, though, which leads me to believe the Red Hawks are a bigger threat to the Lady Vols than Virginia is. But I know how good Tennessee is at home because I've seen it firsthand from my time with James Madison softball. And I have the Lady Vols moving to Super Regionals. Number 4 national seed, Gainesville Regional, the Florida Gators. They have the 2 seed South Alabama, 3 seed Florida Atlantic, and 4 seed Florida Gulf Coast. Now, this regional is one of the few in this tournament that I could see all 4 teams winning here. But I don't have enough faith in Florida Gulf Coast to make it all the way through. Now, Florida Atlantic was able to sneak in and get the at-large bid for the American Conference. And they can be dangerous to their in-state foes, being as I don't think they've played Florida a whole lot in recent memory like Florida Gulf Coast and other in-state teams have. And I would never bet against Olivia Lackey and the South Alabama Jaguars because they have so many quality wins this season. So Florida should feel upset by how difficult this regional is. And for that reason alone, I'm going to take South Alabama to upset and win this regional. Number 5 national seed, the Stillwater Regional and Oklahoma State. 2 seed is Kentucky, 3 seed is Michigan, and 4 seed is Northern Colorado. Michigan got hot at the right time of the year, so they could definitely be a dangerous out. Kentucky just hasn't looked like the same team of old that you would expect from the Wildcats. And honestly, Michigan is more of a two seed in this regional than Kentucky is. Ultimately, though, I think the Oklahoma State has just too much firepower in the circle and in their lineup for me to pick against the Cowgirls, so I'm taking Oklahoma State. Sixth seed and the Los Angeles regional, the UCLA Bruins, they have the two seed Virginia Tech, three seed San Diego State, and four seed Grand Canyon. My God, this is going to be the most fun regional to me personally. Legitimately, all four teams could make a run and win this regional. How UCLA is a six seed, first and foremost, is beyond me. I don't think they were a top eight seed. I don't care if they've won the Pac-12. They just didn't have the resume for me to be a top eight. But whatever, the committee made their decision. Now, Virginia Tech loves to knock the ball out of the park, so that's going to be a key for UCLA to be able to shut that down. San Diego State is, of course, going to play inspired, playing against their in-state rival that they are familiar with. And Grand Canyon is very capable of picking up wins in this regional, if not winning the whole regional. I think the Bruins got a bad draw here, being the sixth seed. And I see the Hokies taking advantage of it, and the Virginia Tech will move on to Super Regionals. The number seven national seed, the Columbia Regional, Missouri Tigers. Their two seed is Washington, forgive me, three seed Indiana, four seed Omaha. Now, Omaha may very well be the most dangerous four seed here. I believe in Cameron Mayer and her ability to put the Mavericks on her back for wins in the circle. The Hoosiers snuck into the tournament as the last four in. I don't really see them being a real threat to anyone here. Washington is a very tough draw for Missouri. It's really tough for me to choose between Washington and Missouri, but I believe Missouri is just slightly better, so I'm going to take the Tigers to advance at home. Eight national seed, the Stanford Regional, obviously Stanford being the one seed. Two seed is Mississippi State, three seed Cal State Fullerton, and four seed St. Mary's. Stanford isn't an offense that is really going to blow you away, which could lead to Mississippi State having a very decent shot at this regional. The problem for me is that you're going to run into Nigeri Kennedy in the circle, who is one of the best pitchers in the country. She's going to have an off night to be able to beat the Cardinal, so I like Stanford to advance to Super Regionals here. The number nine seed, Baton Rouge Regional, or LSU is the one seed. Two seed California, three seed Southern Illinois, and four seed Jackson State. Honestly, I have no idea why Cal is a two seed here. I don't see them posing any threat to LSU whatsoever. Southern Illinois is the team that has the best chance for the upset here behind the stellar pitching that usually comes from Madia Groff. No one has a dangerous enough lineup for me to bet against LSU in this regional, so I'm going to roll with the LSU Tigers to win the regional. The number 10 seed, Durham Regional. Duke is the host, 2 seed South Carolina, 3 seed Utah, and 4 seed Morgan State. Mariah Lopez and Utah wouldn't be able to hang in with Duke if it turns into an offensive game. So if Utah has any chance, they would need to play a pitcher's duel type game to take down the Blue Devils. South Carolina has had a decent non-conference this year, but the SEC really humbled them. While that is good for tournament play, Duke is the best team in this regional, and they will show it in advance to Super Regionals again this year. Number 11 seed, the Athens Regional. Georgia is the host, 2 seed Charlotte, 3 seed Liberty, and 4 seed UNC Wilmington. Georgia versus the mid-majors is essentially how this was drawn up. Georgia should be very wary of Charlotte and Liberty, though. Both teams are very capable of knocking the Bulldogs off. The only problem is, do they have enough to do it twice? I really like the 49ers and their pitching behind Sam Gress and Georgiana Barefoot. I see this going to a game seven, but Georgia just has too much for the mid-major, so I'm going to take the Bulldogs to advance to Super Regionals. The 12 seed Fayetteville Regional. Arkansas is the host, Arizona is the 2, Villanova is the 3, and Southeast Missouri SEMO is the 4 seed. Now, SEMO here is really interesting to me. I don't think they're going to make any real noise in this regional, but they're a very interesting team to me for some reason. I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't really see Villanova being a big threat in this regional either. I didn't like what I saw from Arizona for most of the year. There was a point where I thought they would, the Wildcats wouldn't, or Arizona Wildcats, not Villanova, wouldn't even make the tournament. All this leads me to take Arkansas because they have too much firepower in the circle and in their lineup across the board. So give me the Razorbacks to advance. The 13 seed, the Lafayette Regional with Louisiana as the host. I'm so glad that they put Louisiana as a host. They deserved it. They earned it. They're rewarded with a very tough 2-3 seed, 2 seed Baylor, 3 seed Ole Miss, and 4 seed Princeton. Ole Miss, once again, snuck into the tournament, one of the last 4 in, if I remember correctly. Baylor could be interesting to see go into the hostile environment that is Lafayette. Ultimately, I believe in Jerry Glasgow's group to prove they deserve this regional and move on to Super Regionals. 14 seed Tuscaloosa Regional. The Alabama Crimson Tide are the host. 2 seed Clemson, 3 seed Southeastern Louisiana, and 4 seed USC Upstate. This is another one of those few regionals where I could make a case for all 4 teams getting out of this regional. USC Upstate, their mantra is taking, putting pressure on the base paths. By stealing a lot of bases, and that could potentially be a lot of a challenging thing for Alabama. Southeastern Louisiana has huge wins on the season that lead me to believe they can hang with and beat tough competition. Clemson has Valerie Cagle, and I'm not discounting that team by any stretch of the imagination. Alabama is worrying to me because their offense is one of the worst that I've seen. I don't believe Alabama should be hosting. Their resume, to me, just doesn't lead to them being a host. I don't understand why they were put as a host here, but here we are anyway. I would love, love, love to pick Southeastern Louisiana to win this regional, but I'm going to take Clemson to go down to Alabama and take that regional. 15 seed Tallahassee Regional. Florida State is the host. 2 seed Auburn, 3 seed Central Florida, or UCF, and 4 seed Chattanooga. UCF could definitely be a threat to Florida State here. We have seen them do it to them in the recent memory. Auburn has 2 outstanding pitchers in Maddie Penta and Annabelle Weidra that could also pose some problems to the Seminoles. I see this regional also going to a Game 7. But ultimately, I have the Seminoles getting through it all and moving on to Super Regionals. Then lastly, the 16-seed Bryan College Station Regional with host Texas A&M, 2-seed Texas State, 3-seed Penn State, and 4-seed UAlbany. I think this regional should really have been Texas State's to host, but I know the committee feeds into SEC bias bullshit. Nevertheless, this is a really great regional with those top three seeds. Penn State is certainly going to be underestimated here, not by Texas State, but certainly could be underestimated by Texas A&M. Jessica Mullins is the best pitcher in this regional, and because I believe Texas State should have been the host of this regional, I am going to ride. And Texas State has beaten Texas A&M this year, albeit in San Marcos and at Texas State. So now that the roles are reversed, it's going to be more interesting, but I am riding with the Texas State Bobcats to win this regional. I should set up my Super Regionals as the Austin Super Regional, where Texas State would be at Texas. I love Texas State. I love their program. Unfortunately, Texas has too much, so I would see Texas winning that and moving to the Women's College World Series. The Norman Super Regional, where it'd be Florida State at Oklahoma. I can't pick against Oklahoma there. Oklahoma, albeit having a slightly bit of a down year by their standards, even though they only have six losses, Oklahoma's too much for Florida State, so I'm going to take the Sooners there. The Knoxville Super Regional, where Clemson would be at Tennessee, which would be very interesting seeing those oranges get together. Once again, I know how tough Tennessee is at home, and I like Valerie Cagle. I like Millie Thompson. I don't really like Clemson's offense, but they can do some damage as well. But Tennessee has all the firepower that they need to get through that Super Regional. The most intriguing Super Regional, that at least that I've picked, the Lafayette Super Regional, where South Alabama would be at Louisiana. So two Sun Belt teams would be going against each other for a ticket to the Women's College World Series. Now, I love Olivia Lackey in South Alabama, but Louisiana is the better team, and Louisiana will prove that and get to the Women's College World Series. The Stillwater Super Regional, where it'd be Arkansas at Oklahoma State. Again, Oklahoma State's beaten Oklahoma twice, so I'm not going to pick against them making it to the Women's College World Series, so I would take the Cowgirls there. The Athens Super Regional, Virginia Tech would be at Georgia. Virginia Tech would give Georgia a hell of a fight. I think that Super Regional would go three games. But ultimately, I think Georgia just has just a tad more in the tank being at home, so I would take Georgia to move on to the Women's College World Series. The Columbia Super Regional, where it would be Duke at Missouri. Duke is going to play with some fire in this tournament, and that is why I believe Duke will make it to the Women's College World Series for the first time in their young program's history, taking down Missouri on the road. And then lastly, the Stanford Super Regional, which might be the best matchup between LSU and Stanford. I think Stanford being at home in this situation will be enough to get them through to the Women's College World Series. They're going to ride Kennedy's back as far as she can carry them, and she can carry them pretty far. So I believe Stanford would make it to the Women's College World Series, thus making my Women's College World Series. I don't have any unseeded teams making it to the Women's College World Series, but I have 1-seed Texas, 2-seed Oklahoma, 3-seed Tennessee, 5-seed Oklahoma State, 6-seed Georgia, 8-seed Stanford, 10-seed Duke, and 13-seed Louisiana. All of that culminates in a championship series that I have 3-seed Tennessee taking on 1-seed Texas. Based on how the brackets played out, that is the championship series that I arrived at. And my national champion this year is the Tennessee Volunteers. I think the Lady Vols have all the right pieces that they need to. Their offense, I think, is better than Texas's. Certainly between Peyton Gottschall and Carlin Pickens, I think that's better pitching than Texas has. I'm going with the Tennessee Lady Vols to win the national championship. It's going to be a fun weekend. Now, should regionals wrap up on Sunday, barring any weather concerns or delays, I will not be recording until after regionals are over. So whenever that is, I'll have the recap of the regionals for you, and then super regional previews as well in that next episode. So back to a little bit of a weekly thing as we get ready to head into the mayhem starting Friday. So next episode will be after regionals are over. So stay tuned for that episode. Watch all the games across the ESPN platforms this weekend. Should be a ton of fun across many games. I'm looking forward to seeing what upsets and what absolute great games that we see this weekend. So, with that having been said, we'll see you after the regionals. Thank you for listening tonight. This is your main man, Tyler, signing off with the Around the Bases podcast. Thank you for listening, and good night.